We're all still a little puzzled by the Ron Washington departure. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is somebody who may know a little bit more about this story behind the scenes. He worked very closely with Wash here when he was the CEO of the Rangers. He's now an executive advisor to the owner of the Houston Astros. We say good morning to the Hall of Famer, Nolan Ryan. Hi, Nolan.
Well, good morning to you guys there in Dallas.
Well, thanks for joining us. And were you surprised like we were when Ron Washington announced his resignation?
No, not really. I mean, I was a little surprised at the timing of it. I figured that he would at least wait till the end of the season. But nothing really surprises me as long as you got that weasel John Daniels in there.
You think he may have been the root of all this, huh?
Well, there's no doubt about that. I mean, he run me off. He done run Ron off now. And, you know, I've always said never trust a GM who hadn't sprouted pubes yet.
Jeez.
And I think you guys are seeing that now. You can't trust a general manager to focus on what he's got to focus on when he's just now discovering how good it feels to monkey with his tinkle maker.
What? Jeez. Well, what do you think was at the root of the problem between JD and Wash?
Well, I don't know whether it was a fight over control of the team or fight over Yu Darvish, you know, being shut down. Or for all I know, they were fighting over a massage therapist. I have no idea, but I know that John Daniels is at the root of it because he's at the root of most of the evil in the world.
In the world?
Mm-hmm. That's a little strong.
It's hard to know what goes on in an organization that...
Are you drowning?
I'm sorry?
Nothing.
Look, I know that sometimes it sounds like my voice is a spoken word album with someone's thumb put down on it. But I still like to say the word organization.
Okay, we'll let you say that word if you want to.
I'm just glad to be out of that situation. It was a bad situation for me.
Mm-hmm.
I like working for the Astros better. They give me my own tree to office out of.
Yeah, and you guys are going to have a better record than the Rangers this year.
We sure as hell are, Jody, and I think it's just not as toxic of an environment since that frickin' John Daniels hitting around here.
Boy, you really have it out for him, don't you?
Well, it's, you know, and this is my favorite time of year.
Wow. The postseason coming up in baseball?
Well, not so much postseason as dove season. Of course, I don't use a gun when I hunt dove. I just knock them out of the sky with a rock.
A rock?
Mm-hmm. They may be a bird of peace to some, but there ain't no peace for them when I'm sending a rock through their anus at about 7 miles an hour.
Man, you still got a live arm, I guess.
I eat them raw, too. I just rinse them out there in the creek and then Aussie them right there on the bank.
Well, that cannot be healthy.
Gross.
Y'all fill up the D&M open yet?
We just got a couple spots left.
Just a few.
Go to theticket.com to sign up.
What's theticket.com?
That's our website.
What's a website?
Never mind.
Yeah, never mind.
I was thinking about signing up, getting a foursome together.
Oh, well, that'd be great to have you out there.
Yeah, me and maybe a white-tailed deer and a possum or a yak or something like that get together.
That'd be the rest of your foursome?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know you played golf.
Well, I don't, but the yak does.
Oh. Well, it's 1 week away, so we'd love to have you.
Hey, I don't know if y'all have been talking about this on your air program. But I watched that Ray Rice video, and I was just, just flabbergasted and amazed and somewhat confused.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually have little rooms that can make you go up higher in a building.
They're called elevators.
That's some of the craziest thing I've ever seen.
That's not really the shocking thing about that video, but
does it make you go all the way up to Jesus?
No,
just to the top floor of that building.
Well, that's pretty cool, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've always just kind of tried to find a vine on the outside of a building to get up to them top floors.
That sounds dangerous.
All right, then. All right, I'm going to go take a number two out in the hole that I dug out in the North 40.
All right. We'll see you, Nolan. That's Nolan Ryan from Houston.